Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Temperatures are mild, making it pleasant for those enjoying the evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah steps up rocket fire on northern Israel as five IDF divisions press deeper into southern Lebanon. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF reveals the scale of Iran's strikes during Operation Roaring Lion. This story from I-24 News reported 15 hours ago. Also this hour, Iran claims they forced Israel to cease attacks in Beirut. They are conditioning further negotiations on this halt. This update from Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. Separately, Trump's peace board faces a cash crunch, stalling the Gaza plan. Sources say funding is currently under $1 billion. Jerusalem Post reporting from earlier this hour. And finally, U.S. officials head to Pakistan for Iran talks. Vice President J.D. Vance warns against manipulation in negotiations. This from JNS, reported just under an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, Lebanon says an agreement for a first meeting at the State Department next Tuesday has been reached. The focus will be on a ceasefire announcement and setting a date for direct negotiations with Israel. The Times of Israel also posts that direct Israel-Lebanon talks are set for Tuesday in Washington. The U.S. is reportedly pressing Israel for a ceasefire, and from Middle East 24, the Iranian delegation has officially arrived in Pakistan, posting just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in northern Israel. Hezbollah has intensified rocket fire, prompting rocket sirens in Nahariya and Safed. In response, the IDF has deployed five divisions deeper into southern Lebanon. Ynet reports that this escalation raises concerns about the safety of residents in the north. Turning to the overnight missile launches, the IDF has revealed significant operations against Iranian targets during Operation Roaring Lion. Over 18,000 bombs have been dropped, hitting 4,000 targets. This comes as tensions between Israel and Iran continue to mount, as reported by I-24 News. Meanwhile, Iran's claim of halting Israeli attacks in Beirut adds a new layer to regional diplomacy. Tehran conditions further negotiations on this ceasefire, a move that could impact ongoing talks. Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that this development could shift the focus of international mediation efforts. The financial struggles of Trump's peace board may delay the Gaza plan amid the ongoing Iran conflict. Jerusalem Post sources indicate funding issues exacerbated by the regional tensions. This could hinder efforts to achieve a broader peace settlement. Finally, as U.S. officials head to Pakistan, Vice President J.D. Vance emphasizes a firm stance in negotiations. JNS reports that the U.S. remains cautious of any manipulation tactics. This visit underscores the complex diplomacy at play in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the Strait of Hormuz faces security uncertainties. Despite ceasefire agreements, Iran's role as a de facto enforcer leaves many vessels in limbo. Separately, CTEC warns that potential future clashes with Iran could cost Israel tens of billions. The defense establishment braces for possible repeated confrontations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a shift in investment trends. The public is returning to money market funds and discovering bond funds, with significant capital movement reported in March. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.